My guest today is State Representative Stephanie Chang, who represents Ecorse, River Rouge, and parts of the city of Detroit. Welcome to the show, Representative.
Thanks so much for having me.
You are in your first term and representing a fairly densely populated area of Southeast Michigan. What have you found to be the most pressing issues for your constituency?
Well, I think there's a wide variety of issues that have come to the top in my district. Air quality is a really big one. In my district, we have some of the most polluted areas in the entire state. But in addition to air quality, of course, there's a number of other issues like education, blight, and safety are a couple of the main ones.
So during your tenure, which has just been a year and a half so far, there have been a number of bills introduced that pertain to air quality. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's been ongoing and yet-to-be-resolved conversation about Michigan's energy policies, which have huge implications for public health and our air. And very recently, there have been a couple of bills related to a steel company in Southeast Michigan. Can you tell me a little bit about the bills? And I know you have some concerns about them. Where your concerns lie?
Sure. So there's a couple of bills that were introduced, I believe, in April. It's House Bills 5557 and 5558. And what they would do is give AK Steel, which is located in Dearborn, about $60 million in tax credits over the course of 20 years. And that figure comes from the nonpartisan House Fiscal Agency. And what it would do is basically AK Steel basically took over in 2014 for Severstal, which was a Russian company. AK Steel is an American company. And Severstal had been awarded a number of tax credits from the state, and these bills would give AK Steel those tax credits. There's a number of concerns. The concerns that I have are mostly centered around environmental compliance. There's a long history of environmental noncompliance at this facility, and as recently as last November, AK Steel has been in violation of their own permit that they worked on with MDEQ. So to me, it would be irresponsible to basically be giving this corporation this large sum of money without making sure that there is some level of environmental accountability.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking about air quality and public health in Southeast Michigan with State Representative Stephanie Chang. So, Representative Chang, I imagine there are numerous pollutants, as you mentioned, being emitted in this Dearborn facility. Can you talk a little bit about what you think the impact on the health of nearby and downwind communities might be?
Absolutely. You know, as mentioned earlier, Southwest Detroit is a good chunk of my district, and any time I go door-to-door, you know, in talking with residents at their homes and even just driving into the area and smelling the air pollution, it's really clear that air quality is a big issue and that it also has a really big impact on people's health. Whether it's sulfur dioxide or particulate matter or anything else, it really does have a big impact. And so what we're seeing is some of the highest rates of asthma. And Detroit actually has a hospitalization rate for asthma that's three times higher than the rest of the state. But also a variety of other health conditions that I hear from people about, whether it be COPD, various forms of cancer, other types of respiratory diseases. And it's just absolutely clear to me. I mean, just a few days ago, I was door knocking in 48217, which is very close to Dearborn and the most southwest in Detroit that you can get. And I was talking to a man who, they just moved into the area about 3 years ago, and since then he's developed a really bad respiratory condition where he requires three different inhalers just to be able to spend time outside taking care of his yard work. So to me, the public health implications of all the air pollution is just absolutely clear.
Well, many may argue that the $60 million in tax breaks provided to AK Steel are necessary to keep the plant in operation, to keep jobs in place, and certainly in your district, jobs must be a key issue. So how is this issue playing out with residents in the area?
Yeah, you know, I think that there is this, I think, false choice that some people are putting out there in terms of jobs or cleaner air. To me, it's not either or. And I think that for the residents of my district and George Duraney's district and Dearborn and other districts, It's really clear that it can't just be one or the other. It has to be both. And I support jobs. I want to make sure that folks have, good paying jobs so that we can support our working families. At the same time, those same families and the families that live around these facilities need to be able to have clean air. I think that residents that I talk to, whenever I mention these bills, are just shocked. And someone put it, Chris Bizdak, who's the lawyer who is working with the South Dearborn residents, put it the best to say, most people, I think, when they hear about this, to say that we're trying to push for environmental compliance in order to get these tax credits, people are surprised that that's not already something that's contemplated. Like, shouldn't that already be the law?
Right. You're listening to 89.1 WEMU in our first Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and I'm talking with State Representative Stephanie Chang. Earlier this year, Newsweek magazine ran a cover story about the state of air pollution in Southeast Michigan, and they draw a lot of parallels between the Flint water crisis and decision-making about cost savings and the siting of large industrial facilities and how it's often done at the expense of the health of lower-income and majority-minority communities. Do you see those parallels when you're talking to community members in your district, and what kind of what is this national coverage done to elevate environmental injustice both in your community and frankly, in Lansing?
Yeah, well, that's a really great question. I think that the parallel is a real one, and I think that, while everything that happened in Flint is just an absolute travesty, I think one good that hopefully will come out of all of this horrible mess is that, that hopefully as a state we can really move forward on some of these environmental justice issues, and just even the fact that in the word environmental justice is used in a report by, a task force that the governor even appointed to explore the Flint water crisis, I think is a good thing. And so we need to take that opportunity to really move forward on some of these issues. Go ahead.
So as our time together comes to a close, I want to explore that piece of things a little bit more. The environmental justice issue, there was an executive order put in place during the Granholm administration. Where does it currently stand? You mentioned that it's being talked about, but is it being implemented? And what role would you envision it playing in the future of your district?
To my knowledge, there was during Governor Granholm's time this executive order. I don't believe that there is the interagency working group that it was contemplated in that report, and I think that it's time to really revisit that. So I will be pushing for that, and in addition, I'll be pushing for a number of other bills that we've been working on around air quality and environmental justice, as well as citizen oversight over our environmental quality department.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Representative. It's been a real pleasure to speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
That is State Representative Stephanie Chang, who represents the communities of Ecorse, River Rouge, and portions of the city of Detroit. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.